Let's stick with some of the manifestations of ageing, like wrinkling. Could it be that a refusal to die is part of the problem? Here's Jan van Dursen, who's in the departments of Paediatrics, Biochemistry and Molecular Biology at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota.
This study originated from the idea that a cell type that we knew is accumulating in our bodies with age, the idea that this cell type called senescent cell is implicated in the development of age-related diseases or maybe the aging process itself. Question is, why do we age? And why do some people develop age-related diseases, such as, for instance, Alzheimer's disease or cardiovascular disease or cataracts? Why do we get wrinkles?
Apparently, they've known about these cells for around 50 years. Scientists took cells out of the body and grew them in the laboratory. But eventually, the cells clapped out and stopped dividing. And since clapped out doesn't have a scientific ring to it, they called it senescence. But instead of dying, which is what usually happens to older cells in the body, these senescent cells just sit there, not multiplying. They take up space and annoy the tissues around them. Grumpy old men, if you like. Jan van Dursen again.
And the problem they create is that they change the proteins that cells normally secrete. They start to secrete a set of proteins that is detrimental to the surrounding cells. They poison the neighborhood, the environment, with the secreted proteins. So healthy cells, so if you have a senescent cell and then surrounded by healthy cells, those healthy cells cannot perform their normal jobs, functions properly. If you have a tissue, you can take a liver, the number of senescent cells that are actually present is very low, but their influence is widespread.
When we're young, it looks as though our immune system helps to mop up these grumpy old cells, but as we age, they're not removed as efficiently and therefore they accumulate. Dr. van Dursen and his team wanted to find out more about these senescent cells in the body.
So what we were thinking is if we clean up the tissue environment, maybe the cells that are under the influence of these bad components secreted by senescent cells, maybe those cells now start to revive. That was actually exactly what we found.
You did this in mice?
We did it in mice because we had to genetically modify normal mice to allow for the killing of these senescent cells with an artificially created drug.
So you created a homing mechanism which, if you like, exploded these senescent cells and got rid of them.
Yeah, it kind of triggered a suicide mechanism inside the cells so that they would kill themselves.
And what happened to the mice?
We had to use, instead of normal mice, we had to use a mouse model that ages 5 times faster than a normal mouse. So when we remove the senescent cells from this mouse model that ages very rapidly, we saw that all the aging characteristics in tissues where these senescent cells accumulated, that they were delayed. So the mice were much more healthy.
So you slowed down the aging process?
Slowed down the aging process, but we did not prevent it altogether.
And did you prevent any diseases of aging in these mice?
What these mice that we looked at develop is sarcopenia, muscle wasting. Above the age of 40, every 10 years, we lose about 10% of muscle mass and muscle strength. But like wrinkled skin, we all get wrinkled skin. So there's difference between features of aging, universal, and diseases of aging. But we looked at sarcopenia, we looked at cataracts. These mice got cataracts. And another feature is that they lost their subcutaneous fat very rapidly, which is typically will cause the wrinkling of the skin. And so all these phenotypes, they were delayed, or even some of them were delayed to the extent that they hardly occurred.
So given this was an artificial situation created in the laboratory, how applicable is it to aging in humans?
So the experiment that we're now doing is in normal mice. A normal mouse in the laboratory lives about 2.5 years. So you can imagine that if they were to live longer and healthier life, that that's quite a long experiment. So we can't really at this point say what the outcome is. Well, what we do know is that a lot of disease processes seem to accumulate these senescent cells. So even if it were not to have a significant impact on natural aging, it may have a very significant impact on age-related diseases.
One of the classical age-related diseases is cancer. Is there any relationship between these aging cells, these senescent cells, and cancer?
Well, that's a very good question, and we think there is. These senescent cells secrete growth factors and secrete proteases. And what these cells do is they promote tumor growth. So in this, if elsewhere in, let's say, take again the liver, if elsewhere in the liver there is a emerging tumor cell that doesn't undergo senescence, then the growth factor secreted by the senescent cell can actually accelerate the proliferation of that tumor cell. Then the senescent cells also produce enzymes that can loosen up the tissue structure so that tumor cells that are developing in part of an organ can actually escape the organ and metastasize. And that's usually what kills a patient.
So in other words, if you were to find a safe way of eliminating these cells, it might also be a treatment for cancer.
Yes.
Jan van Dursen is at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. I'm Norman Swan, and this has been the Health Report. I'll see you next time.